We are in Siman Tav Tzadi Dalet, Siv Kimmel, finishing up Hilchos Pesach, Hilchos Shavuos. The Rama says, Noagim Mekamo Komos Lechom Achalei Chalav Yom Rishon Shal Shavuos, some of the Minog, to have dairy foods on the first day of Shavuos. The Rama says, the reason is, in Nir Eli HaTam, Shukamo Ashnei Tav Shilin Shalochem Belo Pesach, Zeich LaPesach, Zeich LaChagiga. Just like on Pesach, we take two foods to commemorate the Korban Pesach and the Korban Chagiga. So, Kein Ochel Machalei Chalav, Rachagach Machal Basar. That's why we eat dairy foods and then meat foods. Utsrichin Lahavi Ami Emahem Shtei Lechem, Ala Shulchan, Shubim Komo Mizbeach. Since eating dairy foods and then meat foods require that you bring out two separate loaves of bread, one for the dairy foods and one for the meat foods, as we see in Hilchos Basar B'chalav in Yoredeya, and you bring it on to the Shulchan, which is like the Mizbeach, then Yesh B'Zezikaron L'Shtei Halachem Sh'ayim HaKrivim B'Yom HaBikurim. So that commemorates the Shtei Halachem that was brought on Shavuos. So that is the reason that we have dairy, according to the Rama. It's not Etzem having dairy, it's just have dairy and then meat in order to have two loaves of bread. The Mishnah Berurah points out that you would have to make sure that you have two separate tablecloths for the meat and the dairy as well, but you wouldn't need to stop for benching in the middle unless you're having hard cheese. But if you're not having hard cheese, which would require you to wait 6 hours, so you're just having regular dairy, so then you could just wash out your mouth, and that would be good enough. You don't need to have a longer break. Rav Uzner does hold that the minhag is to wait a half hour between the dairy and meat, but really, Maker Din, it seems like you just need to wash your mouth out, and that would be enough. The Mishnah Berurah brings a different reason as to why we have dairy foods on Shavuos. It's because when they after they got the Torah, so they came down and they had all these new halachas, so the only thing they were able to eat was dairy. They couldn't have meat because they didn't have time to be able to shecht and check the knives and all these things, different things, salting the meat, etc., and cooking in new dishes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had just commanded them. So therefore, that's why they had dairy foods instead. So too, we have dairy foods to commemorate that. So two reasons as to why we might have dairy foods. One, the Rama is really be'etzem just to have two loaves, so it's dairy and then meat. And the Mishnah Berurah's reason is dafka to have dairy. There are also, the Mishnah Berurah says, some places where people have honey and milk, because the Torah is compared to honey and milk. As it says, dvash v'chalav tachas l'shonech, so we try to commemorate that as well.